Still winning, Florida's daily average of coronavirus cases per capita lowest in U.S. by Hannah Blow on November 6, 2021. Florida has the lowest daily average of coronavirus cases per capita in the United States, according to the New York Times coronavirus map and case count. The chart, last updated Saturday, shows the Sunshine State reporting 7 new cases per 100,000, a drop of 28% in the last 14 days. Louisiana and Hawaii follow, reporting an average per capita of 8. As it has been for weeks, blue states are continuing to report significantly higher figures. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's, D., Michigan is reporting 49 cases per capita, the daily average standing at 4,925 cases. That reflects a 26% increase in the last 2 weeks. Governor Tom Wolf's, D., Pennsylvania is reporting 31 cases per capita. The daily average stands at 4,002, a decrease of 1% in the last 14 days. And New York, under the leadership of Governor Kathy Hochul, D., is reporting 21 cases per 100,000, as the daily average stands at 4,004. Significantly higher than Florida's 1,500. Florida's low numbers coincide with DeSantis's major announcement on Thursday, previewing the state's lawsuit against the Biden administration's Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, vaccine mandate and testing requirements on private businesses with more than 100 employees. During a press conference on Thursday, DeSantis warned that the mandate is just the tip of the iceberg. I don't think people want this decision yanked away from them. I don't think they want to allow a precedent where the federal government could come in and just force you to do what it wants you to do. And make no mistake about it, those individuals who have gone through a normal vaccination series for COVID, you will be determined to be unvaccinated very soon. They will do that. They are going to tell you you're unvaccinated and you have to get a booster. Otherwise, you could potentially face loss of employment or other types of penalties. So that is going to happen. They're not putting that in the rule, but they're already asking for feedback on how to do this going forward, he said. So this is just the tip of the iceberg. It's going to get more restrictive.